Welcome to the Indiana Kayak Anglers Podcast, episode number 6, the Tourney X Edition. Hey guys, welcome to episode 6. This one is going to be all about Tourney X. So we're going to talk a little bit about how we use Tourney X in Indiana Kayak Anglers. And then we're actually going to have a little surprise for everybody. We're going to talk with Dwayne Wally, the founder of Tourney X, and talk to him and get to know him a little bit and the company itself. And so we're going to go get started. First of all, maybe one question some people might have is, why does Indiana Kayak Anglers use Tourney X? Mike and I both, and I'm not sure if Joe does or not, but we all have experience with fishing tournaments with other series. We've used competitive products, and Tourney X seems to be the most usable from both the angler standpoint and the tournament director standpoint. And we've just stuck with it. We've had good luck with it. It works really well for us. And we use it because previously we just would check the pictures at the end of the event. Anglers would stand in line. They'd show us their photos on their smartphone or on their digital camera, and we'd judge them that way. Well, as you can imagine, it's rather difficult to judge a photo on such a tiny screen. Plus, with the explosive growth that we've had over the past few years, it would be nearly impossible to judge all of those fish now. Like, you know, look at our West Boggs event. We had 87 anglers, and most of them caught fish, which means there would have been, you know, 77 people standing in line to show us pictures. We would have gotten done on Tuesday. So
that would have been fun.
Yeah. And I think Mike, didn't you run into a similar issue with a long end of tournament day fishing on Kentucky Lake one time, I think. But you can imagine how frustrating that would be for everyone. So we use Tourney X to help us manage everyone's catches. We think it's easier for everyone to use than not using it. It's definitely easier from a tournament director perspective. So one of the things you probably want to know, those of you that have fished with us before already know that, but one thing you'll definitely want to know if you're new with us is that we don't take payments when you register for our events. All our events are free to register on Tourney X. We would just take your entry fee money when you get to the event, the morning of the event, the morning registration process. So sometimes that can be a little misleading when you look at the cost of a tournament being $0. But it's not actually $0. It's just to Tourney X, it's $0. We don't take any of your money via Tourney X. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Other than that, probably one of the biggest issues that we see with the use of Tourney X is people not paying attention to their fish getting submitted or not, or actually maybe even just having difficulty with them getting submitted. And I know that causes some frustration for some people, but one thing to keep in mind is we always provide time at the end of the event to help you out with those issues. We're not going to say, oh, well, you know, you didn't get your fish in time, so no. You know, if you legitimately caught fish in our tournament and just had issues with Tourney X while you're on the water, we'll make sure you get taken care of at the end. So definitely come see us at the end. Don't just get frustrated and leave or assume that things got taken care of. If you've got a problem, come see us and we'll get you all set. Mike or Joe, did you guys have anything to add on that one?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never judged it before, but I sure do like the easy navigation, like the auto call feature. So, you know, you just submit your fish and, you know, it picks the ones that you need to win, which I've never done.
Well, you had big bass, what, last year, 2 years ago on Geist?
Oh, yeah. My first tournament within the last 30 minutes, I got a 20-incher.
On an accidental swim bait or something, wasn't it? You just kind of chucked a swim bait randomly?
It was a giant swim bait.
You're like, hey, Mike, look what I could throw. Joe's out there throwing musky lures around on Geist. That's probably a good point, though. You were talking about not having judged before. So maybe I need to just talk real quick about kind of how that judging workflow works, right? So when anglers submit their fish, not only do I get an email notification saying that somebody submitted a fish, which, you know, my phone beeps every time I get an email. You can imagine what that sounded like at West Boggs. I'm surprised the beeper on my iPhone's not broken. So what we do is we get notified that a fish has been submitted, and it automatically shows up on the leaderboard once it's been submitted. But you'll notice that it's in red, and that's because the judge hasn't approved it yet. And whether that's me judging the fish, or sometimes we have outside resources that judge fish for us, it just means they haven't approved it yet. So then we go through a special dashboard for tournament directors where we can see all of the submissions. And there's a tab for submissions that haven't been approved, submissions that have been declined, or submissions that have been approved. So we're going to work through a list of fish that have been submitted but haven't been judged. First thing we do is when we click on that fish, it shows us a nice big picture of the fish. It's got a nice amazing magnifying tool that lets us really dig deep into the picture and look at everything that's close, you know, be able to judge those quarter inches real well, be able to judge the position of the fish as we need to. So what we do is we look at all the specific points that are necessary to have a proper picture, right? To make sure mouth is closed, make sure the mouth is touching the fence on the hog trough, make sure that, you know, look to see where the tail ends on the board, make sure the token's visible, make sure the kayak's visible. And then we also are privy to GPS information at that point. So at the point we're judging the photos, we can see GPS locations of where the photo was taken so that we can ensure that you're on eligible waters. And then on the right-hand side of the judges page, we'll also be able to see any other fish you've submitted for the event, the times that those were taken, the times that they were submitted, just to ensure that there weren't any accidental submissions of duplicate fish. So once we decide everything's where it needs to be, if we're going to approve the fish, we click on an approve button that provides us some additional information to enter. At that point, we see the length of the fish based upon what you entered as an angler when you submitted the fish. We can make adjustments to that if we need to. Sometimes an angler, when they look at it on their iPhone, it'll look like 14 inches, but when we're looking at it on a computer screen, we can see that it doesn't quite make that 14-inch mark, so we can adjust it to 1375. And we'll generally, we have then a box that we can enter a comment on. So if we've had to provide a deduction, say for open mouth or whatever reason we have to have a deduction on the fish, we adjust that length and we put a comment on why we applied that deduction and we click approve. And at that point, that fish will now be show as green. It'll have the proper judged length on there. And you will then receive a notification email that your fish has been approved. And you should have also access to the comments in that email. If for whatever reason we have to deny a fish, we just click the deny button and we can provide a reason for which the fish was denied. And you will receive an email saying that that fish is denied. One of the things you also want to do as an angler, especially like Joe and I were talking earlier, and he mentioned, you know, there's probably a lot of people that don't really check their email while they're fishing, which is a very valid point. So one of the things you need to do as an angler is there's a button in the TourneyX app that says Manage Catches. If you click on Manage Catches and then you select the tournament you're fishing, you'll be able to see a list of all of the fish that you've submitted for that event. They'll be color-coded red or green, red for if they haven't been judged yet or if they've been denied, and then green for the fish that have been approved. And it will also have the proper length. So you should be able to see, if you submitted a 14-inch fish and I had to give it a half-inch deduction for open mouth, you should now see that fish listed as 13.5 inches to give you a clue that there was an issue with the fish. That gives you an opportunity then, like say you do have a picture of that same fish with a closed mouth and it's 1375, or if it's still 14, you can resubmit that fish for rejudging to gain that half inch back. But it's up to the angler to keep track of their catches throughout the day. The live well feature is generally supposed to be used if you have turned your Like perhaps you've turned your phone into airplane mode so that you're not utilizing data on the water, or if for whatever reason the location you're at doesn't provide good signal for you and you can't actually submit the fish right away, you can add it to the live well so that when you do have signal, it will submit to TourneyX once you do have proper data signal. So I think that's the big broad overview of how we expect you to use TourneyX and how we use TourneyX. So at this time, we have some shout outs for some Indiana anglers that have been participating in other events, both in Indiana and Kentucky. So I'm going to toss this over to Joe, and he's going to give us a little rundown on that.
Yeah, so before I throw those anglers out there, I was just reading some stats on the TourneyX site, and as of today, almost 17,000 anglers are actively using TourneyX. About 174,000 fish are caught in roughly 380 tournaments going on right now. So one powerful piece of software. It's really cool to see the magnitude of that. So yeah, so let's go on ahead and get with the shout outs. So down on Kentucky Lake in the KBF, we got Aiden Darlington, our AOY of 2017, and well on his way to possibly being 2018 Angler of the Year. Second place with 77¾ inches. Going down that list, Andrew Rediker, 11th place with 71¾ inches. Jim Orr, 16th place with 67¾ inches. Alan Reeds coming in 27th with 56¾ inches. Scott Drescher is at 40th with 34 inches. Jerry Mitchell, a couple places down, 46 with 28 inches. Jackson Orr rounding out our Indiana anglers in 52nd with 17 inches. So we really appreciate the Indiana anglers getting out there and mixing it up. And one last item, Jim Strunk. Big 101¾ for the SIAC April Bass Assault event. So that's your roundup for our shout-outs to the Indiana anglers. Thanks, guys.
Sweet. All right. Well, that wraps up our little internal discussion. So we're going to give Dwayne Wally a call, and we'll talk to you in just a minute. Hey, guys. On the line here, we have Dwayne Wally. Dwayne is the founder of TourneyX.com, the amazing software that we get to use at each and every one of our Indiana Kayak Angler events. So Dwayne was gracious enough to join us tonight, and we wanted to just get to know him a little bit and talk about TourneyX and where we are and where it's going. So Dwayne, first things first, let's get to know you a little bit. Can you give us a little bit about where you're from, what you do for a living, and all that jazz?
Well, first of all, I want to appreciate you guys for allowing me to be online with you guys, and appreciate you guys using our software and spreading the word and being part of it. A little about me, my background, it's strange. Yeah, I'm actually an electrician by trade. Been doing electrical work for a little over 30 years. Started out when I was 18 years old, went to junior college for a couple of years. Worked my way up through the ranks and started wiring houses and doing whatnots like that. And eventually worked my way into a manufacturing facility where I've been for the past 20 years. And dabbled in web designs, web hosting for almost 18 to 19 years as well. And of course, I love to fish just like you guys do. And fished with my dad since I was 3 or 4 years old. And once we got married, my wife got married, I had my own, I had a Ranger bass boat, 19 footer and all this, and just enjoyed that. I enjoyed that so much. And then, we got pregnant, of course, and had our first child, our only child. And, we opted to sell the boat just because our priorities changed. And, so did that, raised the family for years. And started kind of like my dad had a John boat, and we started dabbling fishing again a little later on. And then probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I started watching this guy, this crazy guy on 30 Miles Out. And you guys may know Ty Sutherland, and started watching him catching fish out of a kayak out in the Gulf down around Galveston. And I said, that's a cool thing to do. I'd really like to get into that. And then looked around, tried to find a kayak, and I drove all over the Gulf Coast looking, and found a Wilderness Ride 135 and bought it. And the rest is history. We started kayak fishing. I fished with a lot of my friends around here. They got into it after I did. I joined the Wilderness Pro Staff team 4.5 years ago as well. And just recently in the past year became the regional pro staff manager for the Gulf region as well. So I've got 4 jobs, day job, attorney X, website business, and the Wilderness Pro Staff regional manager for the Gulf area. So stay pretty busy. My son's now 21. He's in college at Mississippi State University. Wife's here. We run Turney X together. She does a lot of the bookkeeping and takes care of the sticker sales and all the shirt sales and things like that. So I've got her helping me out on that end. And it's just been a heck of a ride. How this thing stemmed about was I was with a buddy of mine fishing, and we were kicking around an idea of, Iyengler was out there. They're the company. I don't mind saying. I mean, they're great people. Mike's good people. And actually, strange as heck, his dad lives here in my town. He lives here. I met Mike here for one of the tournaments that KBS was hosting, and Mike said, "Yeah, my dad lives here," and so we had a conversation. It was good. But anyway, we were kicking around, me and a buddy of mine were kicking around the idea of, hey, you should start something like this, and you should make it easy, an easy thing. And I was like, it's never going to go. It's never going to work.
And, famous last words.
So, yeah, really. So, got some money together and found a programmer, and we started out with one person, an idea and one person, and it grew into... our first year we had, 2,000 or 3,000 people, or maybe less, I can't remember. But then, even up just till last year, this time last year, we had about 8,000, maybe 8,500 anglers on our system. And now we're, just looked a minute ago, we're at 16,900 and some change. So we're almost at 17 grand. And it's been an amazing ride. I've met a lot of people. Some people I don't remember. Some people I do remember. It's just when you go to these big events, you just get your mind gets just, I don't know about you guys, but especially like the championship, when we go to the championship, you're like, they come up to you and shake your hand and this, that, and other, and you're like, hey, I'm such and such. I'm like, okay.
Hey, so, you.
yeah. But then there's some people that leave a lasting impression on you. And several of those come to mind, and one guy at the last national championship came to me and said, hey, would you sign my hat? And I've never autographed anything in my life. And so I autographed this guy's hat, and I was like, that's my first autograph ever. So it's been a great ride. We've really enjoyed it, enjoyed meeting the people. I live a lot of my life vicariously through the other people, watching them fish and enjoying what we put out there. So... it's just been a good deal. So
that's so you said 16,000 anglers now?
We're almost 16,900 and some change. So we're probably a little over 17 in next day or so.
So that's pretty impressive. So business wise, you always have kind of this, there's sort of two trains of thought, right? Like you've got the first to market, right? And then you've got the people that kind of wait around for a little while and sort of improve on whatever is already in the market. And it sounds like just, we've seen from our perspective in Indiana Kayak Anglers, just in the state of Indiana, how kayak fishing has grown. Not just in, only in the participation in our events, but every time you go fishing now, you're bound to run into multiple people fishing out of a kayak. And that grow, you know, the number of people you run into has grown over the years. And so we've seen that. And so, and I think your numbers are definitely indicative of that. And it seems like you got in, you weren't technically first to market, but you got in early and have been riding that growth. And it's a testament to your dedication that you're able to stay on that wave.
One thing that I think that contributed to growth to my end is that being an angler, as everyone else is, I'm just like those guys. I fish the tournaments. I enjoy fishing tournaments. I'm not able to fish a lot of them because I can't travel to them all because I have a day job, just like everybody else does.
You just said a day job, and I'm pretty sure I heard four day jobs earlier. So
pretty much four day jobs. Yes.
Right.
So working as much as I do, I don't get a chance to fish all the tournaments. I wish I could. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that great of a fisherman, but you know, we enjoy doing it, right? the one thing I say I contribute to our success is I try to answer every phone call. I answer every message. I answer every email, no matter what the question is, no matter if it's a goofy question, no matter if it's a serious question. It doesn't matter. You know, all questions are great questions, but
right.
I'll get 20 a week that's the same question. And it gets monotonous where you're like, okay, I just answered this like for the 21st time. So
paste the response, right?
Well, I've got it in my notes and I copy and paste. So yes, I do.
Right. Busted.
So yep. So eventually I'm just start copy and pasting the whole Q&A that I've got and just dropping it in and go with it, you know?
Right. Well, we'd actually,
but you know, just being able to interact with everyone and let them know that I'm here for them, and you know, I can't fix everything. I try my best. To be honest with you, I do the best I can. But to answer everyone's question promptly and you know as efficient as I can, I think that just you know means a lot to those guys that there's someone here if they need you, you know, and they'll stick with you.
Well, and you're dead on. I, you know, we're tournament directors, and I know other tournament directors in other series, and everybody thinks the same thing of you, right? And there's comfort in knowing that if there are problems, there will be solutions, right? And whether that's a fix or a workaround or just an answer to a question, we know there are solutions there, and. Like I said just moments ago, right? Your dedication to this project and to this software and to this company is the heart of why TourneyX is successful, in my opinion.
And I think it's not only that, it's the kayak fishing in general. You know, we did this for kayakers because we don't have any way of you know bringing fish in for weighment and.
Right.
You know, that's the, and then the other side of that is conservation. You know, that brings up the aspect of leaving the fish for our kids to catch.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's something that we should do. I wish that we could get other boaters, you know, bass boaters to come on board and do the same thing. And I think eventually they will. I think we're headed there.
I think you're seeing a big people paying a little bit more attention to the conservation and understanding that throwing five fish in a live well and running 70 miles an hour across the lake for 45 minutes isn't necessarily that good for the fish. And I think you're seeing there's a you know a huge rise in popularity of the major league fishing format, right? The score tracker, if you will. And so, you know, that's their version of CPR, right? And I think that's getting big. I know here in Indiana, we have a group out of Indianapolis that is actually using Score Tracker Live and running an entire tournament series, much like Major League Fishing does. And it's getting pretty popular. That whole idea is getting popular. Obviously there's a big capital outlay in the scales and having to get, you know, judges on the boats and stuff. So I think people are paying attention to that a little bit.
I think you're right. For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Dwayne. Joe Armstrong here. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. So taking a look at your stats here, and I see almost 174,000 fish caught. And that statistic is just staggering. That is amazing to me. My question to that is, have you ever been approached by any of the state's resource officers or any of their divisions to say, can we utilize your data to kind of look at, you know, what fish are in what bodies of water and whatnot?
None.
Really?
Zero. None. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, we've got a walleye tournament coming up soon in May, and it's kind of cool. It's up in Iowa, and the DNR is actually getting involved, but they're not involved with us directly. It's indirectly. They're wanting to just see what kind of fish come out of those lakes we're going to be that we're running a tournament in. So, you know, as you know that, you know, just like any other body of water, everyone has these restraints, and you can only catch, you know, bring so much. You can only bring a certain size fish out back to the shore for weigh-in, and they don't allow a certain size fish. And I was contacted by one of the local guys up there that wants to run this tournament, and they went to the DNR and talked to them about it. Went to the Chamber of Commerce and talked to them about it, and they are all on board. They've never seen anything like Tourney X, and they're like, yes, we want to be involved in this with y'all to get this going. And, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be the beginning of something down the road. But now, you know, am I going to release data to them? No, that wasn't the primary. The primary is that they get to go to the tournament page and get to see the biggest fish that came out of those waters. Will they know where they were caught at? Well, that's up to the tournament director themselves. Now, I can't, you know, I'm not going to release it. But of course, you know, and I don't think the tournament director is going to release that either. He's just doing it for the inches, you know, for the length and which body of water it came out of. I think they're talking to him with. So it's really cool to see that, yeah, I think we're going there. I think that eventually the Department of Natural Resources will get involved in some of this. But as far as them approaching us directly, no, I haven't had anyone yet.
That's a pretty Thank interesting you. Question, Joe. Yeah. I know when in the state of Indiana, we have certain lakes that are tournaments on those lakes are maintained and managed by the DNR, and that's so that they can kind of control the tournaments and the tournament activity on those lakes. And one of the things that the tournament director has to provide to the state once that event is over is they actually have to provide a fish log, and so they have to provide, you know, weights and numbers of all the fish that were weighed in at those events. So that's a good question, Joe. And how would you approach that in the future, Dwayne, if those DNRs actually did approach you and say, hey, can we have this data?
I guess I'll just have to cross that bridge when I get there. Yeah. I've always, in our privacy policy, we're not selling data. We're not giving data away. We're not showing data from anyone's catch. We've never done it. And don't have any plans on doing it, but
good for you.
You know, it's kind of the ethics behind it. You know, you catch your fish where you catch it, and you're putting it on our website. So we're going to keep it hush hush, you know?
Right.
Heck, I don't even look, you know, everybody goes, hey man, you should know where all the fishing spots are. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. I couldn't catch them anyway. If I knew where they were, my wife, she always gives me crap about that. She's like, you own a tournament website system with all these fish on it, and you still can't catch a fish. Oh, I'm like, shut up.
Ouch. Ouch.
It's okay, though. I get ragged a lot about it. But I did finally catch some redfish this weekend. We went down to Louisiana.
Oh, nice.
And got to figure out. And I really enjoyed myself because I was able to stalk the fish. It's almost like deer hunting.
Right.
For redfish. And I kind of learned the pattern. I learned how it works. I was able to get there with my electric motor, my Torquedo, and got there quick and easy and eased up there and was able to paddle in, find the fish, see the fish, tailing, cast on them and catch them. And it was just a hoot. It was a blast.
Our buddy Mike here is a giant fan of the redfish too. It's been what, about a month or so since you were down in Florida, right, Mike?
Yeah, it was in March. I was in St. George Island. But yeah, Dwayne, this is Mike Denzel. I love redfish.
Hey, Mike.
And I wish they weren't so far away, because that'd be the only thing I fish for.
I've got about a 3-hour and 30-minute drive, and I could be in the capital, redfish capital of the world. And
oh, so man.
It's a little ways, but it's not very far.
Yeah, I'd be going every weekend if I was that close.
I need to get
Well, it's calling me right now, because I just, if you guys ever want to come, just look me up and let's do a trip, and I'll take you to a little place called Pornichan, and they've got a kayak launch. These guys have a specific kayak launch, which is just blows my mind. This guy built a floating, it's almost like cutouts where you drive up, slide your kayak off onto a little staging platform. You get everything loaded up and you slide it in the water. And it's got PVC where it's real slippery, so it slides down the water. And it's perfect. And he can stage like 7 kayaks at a time. So
that sounds awesome.
No one's waiting. You don't wait. There's always a slip open. You never have to worry about it. And all the trucks back up to it, and you just slide them out, load them up, and slide them in the water, clip them off, and get in it, and take off and go. It's really neat. So,
wow.
But if you guys ever want to come down this way, let me know. We'll go.
Joe, Jason, I think that was an invitation.
I have a feeling Mike's bags are already packed. So where do you
right see? Right now, the time, because the grass is right now, what I was, you know, they were teaching me a little stuff about find the grass, find the fish, and the grass is growing right now. The water's clear. It was beautiful down there this weekend. Unreal. So.
Sounds good.
Well, I actually got to go fishing on Sunday, and it was 30 degrees when I launched at 7 o'clock in the morning. So.
No way.
I couldn't feel my fingers for the first 2 hours.
That's crazy.
There were some funny looking casts, let me tell you that much.
Yeah, we were like in the 80s. It's really nice. Yep.
What was the name of that place?
Pornichan.
You want to spell that for me? Because I have a feeling that's French, isn't it?
I can't spell it. It's the point POINTE. I think all is just AUX or AU, and it's Shen, CHENE, I believe. Pornichan.
Bet I can figure that out. Because it almost sounds like you're saying Cornish hen, and I'm pretty sure that's not it.
No. You must be hungry. I just ate, so I'm good.
it's quite possible. So, do you have any future plans for Attorney X you want to share with us? Or is that still a little secret?
Well, still in the works on some things. We are looking at upgrading the app. We do have an upgrade out right now. I'm probably going to go ahead and push it out. It's going to allow you to submit multiple fish or multiple one fish to multiple tournaments. I've just been very hesitant about submitting that out yet because of I'm not sure we're ready for that. I mean, there was a push for it at one time. I'm just a little worried about submitting one fish to multiple tournaments and something getting lost. So it's always been one of those deals where I like to just submit one fish to one tournament, and that way it's, you know, to me it's kind of foolproof, and you put it back on the angler, you know,
right?
But instead of the software, because just like having humans look at their pictures, you know, versus a software, you know. So
yep.
But some of the new things we were wanting to do, we're looking at improving our app by rewriting it a little bit better, doing in-app messaging, notifications, push notifications for fish submitted, things like that.
That would be amazing.
Kind of work towards getting rid of the emails. Emails are kind of, they work, but they're antiquated. They're the other thing I don't want to do, I don't want to bombard people on messaging, you know?
Right.
But one thing I do want to point out that we all need to start looking at doing is not waiting on an email. you know, people go, well, I didn't get my email. I get my email. I got my email a day late. Or I got my email after the tournament was over. Well, the email was kind of a thought process in the very beginning. But what we need to start doing is as soon as we submit the fish, you need to go to Manage Catch and look at your tournament and see if your fish made it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's what you should do.
Yep.
Not wait on Tourney X to send you a message saying that your fish made it. You need to go there and look. I mean, that's what we need to start doing. And I want to start kind of preaching that more. And I think once we start following those guidelines, we can start weaning away from the emails.
If that makes any sense. It does. We just talked a little bit amongst ourselves before we called you about just sort of how Tourney X applies specifically for Indiana kayak anglers. But that was one of the things we brought up is that, you know, check your emails, but also use the Manage Catch option. I think the biggest thing with email, and Joe pointed it out in a previous discussion, was that not everybody pays any attention to their emails. Some people might not even get them on their phone, but then, like you mentioned, POP3 and SMTP and IMAP are all antiquated protocols anyways, and they aren't reliable. Even in the enterprise, yep. They're not reliable, right? So if you need that instant gratification, you need to use other methods.
But you have the gratification in your hand.
Right.
All you do is press Manage Catch,
right.
Click the tournament, and there's your fish.
That's exactly right.
I mean, if they're white, they haven't been checked. If they're green, they're good, right? Yep. They're two different colors.
Yep.
And then
are they red if they're denied?
Go ahead. If they're auto-culled, they're red. You'll never see those because there's another hidden screen. And I know you guys have probably been there. There's a little tab at the bottom right hand corner of the Manage Catch when you go in. There's a little toggle button. If you click that, that shows all your fish.
Oh.
That shows the ones that have been auto culled. It shows the ones you caught, and it shows the ones that have been accepted. So there'll be red, green, and they're red, green, and white.
Okay.
Okay.
What about if they've been denied?
If they've been denied, I don't think they're shown.
Okay.
I think only the auto-culled ones are.
Okay.
Yeah. They may be in there. No, they won't be in there. They're not deleted. We don't delete them from the admin panel. I know that you guys have seen the denied area.
Right.
So So we don't delete them. We just kind of shift them over to a different status. In our database.
So. Yeah, push notifications and messaging within the app would be absolutely amazing, especially if just as the replacement to the email, but also if there could possibly be a way for tournament directors to be able to contact anglers via that. You know, if I had.
Well, that's exactly where I want to go with it, Jason, is I want to be able to. I want you, the director, to be able to sit there at your admin panel and be able to communicate with your anglers. Let's just say John Doe submits a fish and something's not right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, you got to fumble around and try to email him, or you got to find his tech. Say you got to find his cell phone in your database or wherever,
mm-hmm.
and you may not have it, or you may not have an updated number or whatever. We're wanting to build a little small interface at the bottom where you can actually type in your question to him, hit send, and it pushes a notification directly to him.
Yep.
And then you can put your number in there and say, call me, I have to talk to you. And when he clicks it, opens it up and says, hey, this is Jason Young, call me at your number, and he can just physically call you and you can discuss issues with him.
I'll probably just give them Mike's number.
There you go. So... But we want to do it in a user interface where you can contact your anglers one-on-one.
That'd be amazing. That's probably the number one frustration that I've had as a tournament director with our anglers is them not paying attention to what happens throughout the day and then being not necessarily mad, but not necessarily happy with how it ended at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If I can kind of feed that information to them a little more directly, I think that would help a lot. But I know
our goal. Oh, sorry. Our goal for 2018 is we'd love to be at 20,000 users. That's my goal.
I don't see and why you won't
I think
be there.
At this pace, I hope at this pace, I hope we can get there. And we're 381 tournaments that are set to run right now as of this month, or you know, from now to the end of the year. And we're getting, like every day I get 2 to 3 new tournament directors wanting to, you know, hop on board and start running tournaments.
That's fantastic.
And if you look in the back, if you were me looking down on all this and you're like, where are these people coming from? You know? So.
Do you, that's anyway. Kind of an interesting question. Do you have any concept, you know, that you said 380 something tournaments from here to the end of the year already set up? Do you have any concept on how many of those are like online only events versus live 1 day, 2 day events?
I don't. It would take me a little while to dig into the database and find them.
Yeah,
I don't have any. We had over 700 last year.
Wow.
And I would wow. 700 total. And I think, you know, we'll probably do that much this year at least.
Well, I know, or I more. I don't know how any of the other series do it, but we only create one Tourney X event at a time. So we have five events scheduled for this year, but we only have one Tourney X event at a time. So we created our season opener event, and then when that was done, then we created our second event. So I assume other series probably do something similar, so that should give you a little bit of an indication of your expected growth over the year.
Right. So your numbers are not even in there yet.
Right.
So
yeah,
you know, it'll go up by one or two, and then down by one every time it goes off. So we'll never really see you, but
right,
we'll never really see you. You right. know, as far as a overall change, these are the ones that are scheduled.
Right.
Not the ones that – these are the ones that are running or scheduled between now and the U.S. That's almost 400 total.
Yeah.
So then you add on the onesie-twosies like you guys run, and, yeah, we could be – and we've already passed probably 200 this year. So there's 600 plus whatever you guys – so we could be at 700, 800 this year.
Well, I hope so. For your sake, because that's –
Well,
I love that growth, man. Those numbers of the number of anglers, I'm still baffled by that. 16, almost 17,000.
We did 3.2 million page views last year, and that's not like, you know, it's not a Facebook thing, but you know Facebook's gazillions, but you know, for a little small business like us, it's a lot, you know.
And it's a lot because it's very targeted and very niche. You know what I mean? You're not covering a bunch of interests. You're covering one, and so that's impressive.
Right.
That's amazing,
right.
Actually.
I was going to go in and see what I was going to go in here and just look what you know what we've done this past month in April. April was a good month. There's a lot of tournaments being run. So, but anyway.
Yeah, we had our season opener in April, and we had a record turnout for us. We had 87 anglers. We actually had 104 registered, but only 87 guys showed up. And I say only with air quotes because that was an amazing turnout. But what was really crazy about that event, Dwayne, I didn't fish it because I knew there were going to be big numbers turned in as far as number of fish. But we had, out of those 87 anglers, I judged 452 photos that day. And we had 72 three fish limits. We had 6 3 fish limits in the first 20 minutes of the tournament.
Wow.
At one point I left to go to the bank and to have lunch. And I came back to the park. I was only gone 50 minutes and opened my laptop back up and logged in. And I was 170 fish behind.
I'd teach you for walking away.
Where's the auto approve button? They're all good. We're done. But
yeah, they're all good.
That was a crazy event. I mentioned it when we were talking amongst ourselves earlier, but I can't imagine what that event would have been like trying to trying to judge it the old way, right, with everybody standing in line and showing me their pictures. We, like I said, we would have been there till Tuesday. But
yeah.
Would you?
I just looked up for April. April, we had 536,000 page views in, wow, in the month of April. 500,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So your page view impressions, is that, are those web browser only, or does that include views from the app?
That's web only. Yeah. That's web and mobile. Now you can, that's, you can still use the mobile app, not the app, not the mobile browser, because that's a different realm.
Right.
But the mobile browser is tied in with that too. So it's right, mobile views plus, and because a lot of people, you still use the mobile. They want to use the mobile just to keep up with what's going on.
Right.
Some of the new things we're talking about doing in the new version too, by the way, is we actually want to kind of do away with the view standings area, because it's so cumbersome and clunky. So especially when you have 600 people in there, it just doesn't load very fast.
Right.
What we would love to do, or we're thinking about doing, is to do, when you go and click on view standings, it shows your standings. It says, Jason is, you know, he's number 5 out of 50.
Oh, can I add a suggestion to that?
Sure.
So when I click on view standings and it says Jason's 5 out of 50, which will never happen, it'll be more like 50 out of 50. But I think one thing that would be kind of cool is, especially if I'm into a calling situation, like I've got my 5 fish and I'm ready to call, show what my call size would be too. So like if I need 1325 to call a fish, throw that right on there. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, we might could do that in the managed catch area.
Yeah.
So you want to see your lowest size.
Right. That way, if I've got a fish that I just threw on the board and I can't remember, you know, it's 13 and a half and I'm like, crap, will a 13 and a half do any good for me? I could just immediately press one button and see right away if 13 and a half will do something for me. I know, I kind of thought of that. I'm going to butcher this guy's name, but I believe his name's Bogdan. He fishes out of Michigan. He posts some really awesome YouTube videos. And he fished with the Michigan Kayak Trail this 2 weekends ago and posted up a really great... It was the KBF Trail event on there's two lakes and rivers they could fish up in Michigan. Anyways, on his video, I was watching his great video. I was watching his video. He caught a fish that thought he in his head wasn't going to help him, so he just threw it back and didn't even take a picture. And he said right on the video, oh, crap, I made a mistake. That would have helped me at that point. I thought, you know, if a guy could, you know, have a one-button access to just verify what his smallest fish was real quick, that'd be kind of cool.
We could do a list of all your tournaments and show the call link. Like if you click on, we could do like a call button or a call something. We could call it call batch or something.
Right.
And then that way, when you click it, if you have 5 tournaments you're running, it would show your smallest of all the different tournaments.
That'd be pretty cool.
It would show you where your baseline is, something like that.
Like a cold dashboard.
But the idea was, the idea is to scale down the standings area.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need to know who's in 50th or 100th place. You really don't.
Right.
You know, all you're really concerned with is who's like your top 10 or top 5, and then where you are, right, if that makes any sense.
You're sort of doing that now, right? Isn't it kind of paginating with 25 anglers at a time?
Well, on the website it is, but not on the app.
Oh,
we're talking about on the app only.
Right, there you go.
Yep. Yeah, we want to trim down the app to where it loads faster, and the only way to do that is to take a little data away.
Right.
And just show what's needed. So.
I like that.
That's just one of the things we're wanting to look at, because the app is nothing, is a tool for you. It's not a tool for everyone. In other words, if you want to go view the website, then go to the website and view everything. If you're just working, it's a working tool for the angler.
Right.
People still don't get that. They don't understand that, oh, I go to my app, I can't see all the tournaments. You're not supposed to see all the tournaments. That's not what it's for.
Right.
You know? So.
Yep.
Anyhow.
Now that we've been talking about some future things, you spoke earlier about how you get asked a lot of questions, and a lot of times they're repeat questions. So, could you give us a quick breakdown of like Dwayne's tips and tricks for tourney X use, or any frequently asked questions you want to?
Yes, if you would like to change your profile pic, please go to our website, log in to the dashboard, and go to your, you know, go to your profile area, edit your profile, and add your profile pic. But stop sending me messages.
Apparently, that's not important for people, man.
Yeah, it's good though. We get a lot of that question. We get that question like I don't know how many times, but you know, I wish there was an easy button that I could fix everything for. I can't. But, you know, the main source is the website. The main source is go there, go to your dashboard. You can do anything you need to do in the website area. The app is the app. It is a tool, as I said earlier, it's just for you to interface with the web. You can't really change your profiles. You know, everything profile driven is going to be on the website itself. So you either got to do it with a computer, an iPad, or your device. You know, some of the main questions we get all the time is, you know, how do I add my profile pic? How do I, oh goodness, I can go on and on. I just drew the blank just then. But we just get the same question every time. You know, oh, I spelt my name wrong. How do I change my name? You know, or, you know, it's right there. Just go to your edit profile and there's your name, your first name, last name, your phone numbers. And by the way, you know, if anybody's listening out there, when we go live with this, when you put this on the website, please go in and edit your profile and get it up to date. You know, because your phone number is very well needed in the event that you submit the wrong fish and we need to text you with it, some information or something. So anyway, that's a must have.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is there anything specific to the usability on tournament day that seems to be a recurring issue or question that you might have a solution for? Like, I know,
I'm drawing a blank.
So, like, in our last event, we had several anglers that struggled with signal while they were out on the water, so they would put the fish and submit their catch to the live well rather than the leaderboard. But even when they did have signal, like, I had Wi-Fi set up back at headquarters, so I even connected them to our Wi-Fi, and they still struggled to get fish out of the leaderboard. Is that something that you've seen a lot, or not leaderboard, but the live well? Is that something that you've seen a lot that you feel you have a solution for that we just couldn't figure out? Or
no, but I probably need to revisit the live well part as far as pushing out of the live well to the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why that happens. I have a few people that have asked me about that. One of the things that I try to tell people is if you can submit the fish directly to the leaderboard, you're better off. If you've got one or two bars, go ahead and let it submit, that way, and then check your managed catch and see if it got there. And then, you know, it's there. Yeah. If you're depending on the live well and you drop your phone overboard, it's gone.
Yeah.
I
think I saw you post that on Facebook the other day, right? Where somebody lost their phone and then didn't understand why it wasn't in their new phone.
Right. So, I mean, if we could do that, we'd be, you know, but the live well is just memory storage on your phone. It's just moving it to a holding area before you push it to the web.
Right.
This new version we're working on that we've got working now, I haven't had a problem with it, but it's funny that with my phone, I don't have any issues, but there's a lot of people that don't have issues, but then there's some that do. And, it's hard. It's really hard when you have 1800 different varieties of Android phones.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, your iPhone 5s and 6s and 7s and 8s and 10s. To contend with.
It's really hard. So I'm a software engineer by trade. That's what I do, right? And we always have this joke about how, so, you know, we build software and then we send it off to the testers and they have a problem with it. And so we always joke about how, well, it worked on my computer. I'm not going to debug that. It worked on my computer. Same concept.
Right.
Same concept. Is there anything else you wanted to? Any other tips, tricks, or questions, or anything?
I would. One of the things I'd probably put out there is that, you know, everybody says just like on these big tournaments where they view the standings. I would go ahead and put a shortcut on your device to tourneyx.com/app. There is a cool feature that we did on the website called Pin a Tournament. And so if you log in, you can actually do it from your home computer. If you'll log into the website from your computer at home one night, and you know you've got 3 or 4 or 5 tournaments you want to watch and keep up with, then go ahead and pin them. Log in as your angler account. Click on the tournament and pin this tournament. And just pin them. Then when you log in from the app, from the website on your web mobile app, and you log in to view the tournaments, you'll see your pin button up there. And you click on the pin button, it'll drop down a menu and show you those tournaments that you've pinned. So it gives you a shortcut. It's just a shortcut to the tournaments that you've already pinned.
So it's like a Tournament X specific or Tourney X specific bookmarking?
It's like a bookmark system that we have on a website. That's exactly what it is. A lot of people are using it. I use it all the time. You can pin and unpin out of it. So when you're done, you just go in there and click unpin. So
that's awesome.
Especially
I didn't know that. You didn't know it was there? No, I'll have to go check that out.
Yep. I use it for when you guys, if you had all 5 of your tournaments, I'd go ahead and pin all 5 of your tournaments. Then you can always go back to them and check them out, or right. If you have some in the area you just want to watch. It's kind of cool.
I've always, for KBF National Championship and stuff, when I wanted to follow along, I would open up the Tourney X page for that event on Safari or Firefox on my iPhone, and then just save the shortcut to it on my home screen. And then I just get to it that way. That's how I always did that one.
Right. Same principle, except we're just giving you a drop-down menu with a list of all the tournaments you've pinned.
Right. Right.
So you don't have to create that shortcut. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, we're looking at doing a new app this year. We're going to work on updating when we have a meeting instead of a news. It's going to be updated. Got some new features coming to push notifications, things like that. And hopefully, we'll make it a little bit more streamlined and a little bit better and a little faster. So.
I'm super excited. I love everything about it now. It's as a tournament director and as a as a group that runs kayak tournaments, it's been a godsend. It's been a lifesaver for sure. And we appreciate, from a director's standpoint, this is probably a little inside baseball, but we appreciate you working with us each year regarding the costs of using the software. I know you and I have had plenty of private discussions about it, and I can't thank you enough for letting us handle it in a way that works best for us from a financial and a business standpoint.
Absolutely.
Dwayne or Joe, or not Dwayne, Joe or Mike, are you guys still with us?
I'm still here. Yep.
Yeah, I'm here as well. And I also just want to just say thank you to Dwayne as well. This app is, it just makes things so much easier. And I think everybody loves, all the data that's collected and you can go back and log in and, look at your progress at the different tournaments that you fished and, it can only get better from here, right? Everything's looking awesome.
Right. Yeah. One thing I do want to say is that some people don't mind paying the $30 a year. I think it's a kind of a drop in the bucket for what we do. We, giving the guys the opportunity to see where they're at, where they've started from, where they're at now. But another thing we're going to probably do is add some more features in that angler profile area, probably to look at your past years, not only the current year, but break them down by year to where it shows you like the 2015, 2016, 2017 year. And you can see the progression and how you've done. And then we're probably going to put out there on the website, on the Facebook page somewhere about some suggestions of what you'd like to see. I can't say we put everything on there, but we'd like to spruce it up a little bit more, for the anglers. So,
there was something I was going to add. Joe kind of touched on it, right? And probably something I haven't mentioned, but one of the things that I also appreciate about Tourney X is it keeps the tournament directors honest, right? So the transparency of everyone being able to see everyone else's fish keeps everyone honest from all right. sides, and, right. and that's great.
Yep. Well, we have some directors that want to fish, but they can't fish, so they have to get someone else to judge.
Yeah,
or because they because the anglers just don't trust anyone to see where they fish at. You've got to have, as an angler, you've got to have trust in your director.
Right.
You've got to have that open communication that, hey man, I'm fishing my spots. You know where they are. You know, you keep it to yourself. You've got to have that. I mean, that's just common courtesy and etiquette. Now, if it came down to where you had to sign a non-disclosure agreement and all that with your own men, then that's between you and them. That's not between us.
That's you know, going I, too far.
it is. It really is. But it's coming to that in some areas. I've got some guys that just they want to fish so bad that the directors want to fish that they hire it out to be judged. Anyway,
so there you go.
To hear all this,
you need to start a judging consulting group.
we thought about it, but I don't have enough arms. Yeah. I don't have enough time in the day, man.
I can imagine. So, I'm not sure when you sleep at all.
I'm going to as soon as I hang the phone up.
I imagine so. Well, Dwayne,
still trying to recuperate from
you what? So.
I'm still trying to recuperate. We were in Atlanta week before last. I finished the tournament with Shane Williams. You may know Shane with Wilderness Systems. Ryan Lambert.
Probably
heard that name before.
Yeah.
And we were over there fishing a river tournament. And that was week before last. And I came home and then Harmony Riley and Martin Toomey from out in Arizona. You may have heard those names before. I don't know. But they hold some Arizona tournaments through Tourney X. They were driving to Louisiana to fish, which is, all the way across the country. And I figured I'd probably never get to see them again if I didn't go down and see them this weekend. So I hopped in the truck, drove down late. Well, it was a Friday. It was the Saturday morning, really early, and like 4 o'clock. We were up all night, Saturday night, and we fished all day Sunday. And then I drove home the 4 hours and I'm just still trying to play catch up on my sleep. So,
dude, your body has to be mad at you right now.
It is. It's heck on a 51-year-old man. It's wearing me out. So,
goodness gracious, Dwayne, I can't thank you enough for talking to us tonight. I'll let you know when I get this podcast up online if you want to check it out. We really appreciate everything you do for the kayak fishing community. Around the world, not just Indiana, but we're genuinely appreciative, and let us know if we can help you out in any way, because you certainly help us out a lot.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Jason. Hey, I appreciate y'all allowing me to be on board. Yeah.
Thanks for everything you do. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for having me. You guys are the people that make this happen. It's not me. I mean, I just kind of put it together. And if it weren't for you guys and the anglers that y'all bring on board, the community would not be able to function. We got guys that'll give you a shirt off their back. I mean, we got some really, really good guys. I go out and meet a bunch of boaters sometimes and the boaters are just a totally different animal, than we are. And, I'm sure y'all can all relate to that. You understand what I'm saying, but we hope that we can chip away at that and get that wall broken down where they can maybe come over and see the light. But anyway,
I think sometimes that's a tall order, but hopefully so.
Yeah. Hopefully so. Anyway, thank y'all for having me so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hopefully we'll see you on the water soon, and I think Mike hopes it's in Louisiana.
Well, y'all are more than welcome. Let's get together, and seriously, if y'all wanted to get together and come down and meet down here, y'all I mean, I'm in central Mississippi. When you come through, it's the main thoroughfare, either down through here or down through Alabama, either one. Preferably this way because it's just right past me and we'll just all hook up and go. So,
dude, that sounds
good to me.
That sounds awesome. I'm dying.
They got a mothership down there. We can put three or four kayaks on the mothership and they'll take us out to they got a big boat. They'll take us out to no man's land, drop us off and let us fish for the day and then come back and pick us up.
Wow, that sounds fun.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. I gotta get up and go work in the morning. This is crap. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, man. We're going to wrap this up. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.